Welcome to the Abide Daily Podcast from Ecclesia the Church in Salt Lake City, a time led by our pastors and others in our church to abide in God through prayer, reflection, and the reading of His Word together.
Hey, this is Greg. Thanks for joining me today. As we begin our prayer and reading today, let's start off by taking a moment to pause, be still, and be aware of God's presence. Now let's take a moment to share with the Lord where we're at, what we're thinking and feeling, as well as thank Him for all that He's done, is doing, and will do. A prayer for aid against attack. Lighten our darkness, we beseech you, O Lord, and by your great mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this day. For the love of your only Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, as I read your words in Scripture, I ask, Holy Spirit, that you would lead me and give me understanding. Lord, I ask that you would draw near and meet with me and lead me into your kingdom today. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity and who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place knows it no more. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember to do his commandments. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, O you his angels, you mighty ones who do his word, obeying the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all his hosts, his ministers who do his will. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. As I reflect on this scripture, it's really, really hard for me just to pick one thing to focus on and share about. Honestly, this is one of my absolute favorite psalms, and I could talk about this for a good long while. But I'm just going to mention two things. First, one could meditate a lot on verses 9 through 12. And if you have a chance today, read these again. The essence of them is that the Lord is patient towards us, offering us a time of repentance. And when we repent and turn to him, he not only redeems us, but casts our sins into oblivion. essentially meaning that he doesn't hold our sins against us when we turn to him in Christ. Let me say that again. God doesn't hold our sins against us when we are in Christ. So that means I don't have to hold my sins against myself either. Forgiveness has been granted from the Father, and you and I are free. Verses 2 through 5 are some verses that I repeat multiple times a week. And these words are so rich and deep and such good news. And so I'm going to try to just really share simply about them, and I want to read them to you again so that you hear them maybe a little bit differently. In quick summary, it's the psalmist is blessing the Lord and crying out that they not forget all that God has done for them, all the benefits he's provided and how he's forgiven us, how he heals ultimately of all diseases, how he brings us from affliction and sickness, and he lifts us out of the pit when we're down and overwhelmed by life. As he forgives and heals and lifts us up, despite us, he then crowns us with his love and his mercy and abundantly satisfies his children with his goodness and brings renewal and refreshment. In essence, being found as his child isn't just about forgiveness for what we've done, but it's a whole new life of liberation and deliverance into who we really are and created to be. Salvation is not just about life after death. God's salvation empowers me to live with his crown and his goodness now. Here are the verses again, straight from God's word. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. As we enter into a time of reflection, which of these is most striking to you today? Forgiveness, healing, deliverance from the pit, being crowned with love and mercy, being satisfied with good and living in renewed energy? I'll say these again. Which of these is most striking to you? Being forgiven, being healed, being delivered from the pit, being crowned with love and mercy, or being satisfied with good and living in renewed energy? Lord, thank you that your salvation releases and establishes and brings to fulfillment who you have really made us to be. Lord, that sin enslaves us. It enslaves us from you. It enslaves us from one another. It enslaves us from ourselves. And what you do in salvation, Lord, is that you heal, you forgive, you restore and you release and redeem and free us to be who you have created us to be. Your image bearer, your hands and your feet, your body. And Lord, I pray for my friends, I pray for myself today, Lord, that we would bless your holy name. We would bless the Lord. And that we would not forget the benefits that you pour out upon us. That we are free. And that you crown us So Lord, thank you that you are good. Thank you for your benefits, and thank you that you are a good father who wants to see his children flourish. Lord, we bless you, we praise you, so that through our lives and by our prayers, your kingdom would come.